This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Ohio college students just finished a spring semester that was disrupted by the coronavirus pandemic. In early March, schools stopped in-person classes and switched to remote learning, upending campus life. A Kent State University journalism class spent the week after spring break recording diaries about their experience. Hannah Stickle named her last semester at Kent State Zoom University.
What's that?
Recording stuff for class.
What?
Nothing. March 30th, 2020. Well, I'm pretty darn bored. I'm not sure that's unique to my situation. I have to say, I started doing homework again this past Saturday, and it actually brought some structure back into my life. Who'd have thought that homework would be nice? We've been gravitating towards comedies lately. Before all of us head off to bed, we all want to watch something fun and funny and not depressing. I miss my roommates, that's for sure. Last week of quarantine, we just built a pillow fort and lived in it before we all had to move out. Today is the first day of school since spring break. I'm glad we had spring break. I definitely needed that adjustment. I was not productive last week, for sure. I have a stack of books I can read and a long list of TV shows I've been wanting to watch, but I've gotten through very little of it. My aunt is spending a year in France. They won't let her back in, so she's staying with us. It is amazing to me that it has only been 2 weeks, and it has been an entire 2 weeks at the same time. Everything in my life has completely flipped around. As a senior, it's just a long list of things we are going to be missing. I have a really cool summer job at a summer stock theater that I'm hoping I get to keep. We start in 2 months. If that gets canceled, I'm going to be really bummed about it. Hopefully by the end of May, we'll have figured this out a little bit more. March 31st, 2020. Feels good to be outside. Today, for the first time in about 2 weeks, I woke up to an alarm. One of the bonuses of this whole situation is instead of having to wake up at 8 o'clock for my 9:15, I can wake up at 9 o'clock. Especially since we don't actually meet in person, we just have assignments for the day that are due by the end of our quote-unquote class time. I've spent a lot of time on screens lately, preparing for both online classes and just streaming and goofing off in general. My eyes hurt. They feel like I've spent an all-nighter finishing a project, and it's not how they normally feel when you've spent too much time. It's like a longevity overexposure to screens. Some people talk about this, you know, hashtag alone together. I've been in touch with my friends that I made when I studied abroad last spring, and everybody is so dedicated towards checking in with each other, towards seeing how everybody is doing in different parts of the world. The thing that's helping us get through all this is the fact that everybody is in the same boat, every single person. We are so isolated at the moment, but everyone is in it together. And it's been nice that even though I haven't seen a lot of my friends, I've been playing games online with them, or video chatting, or just texting and talking in general. They're still a part of my life, and I think that's really cool that we're all trying to keep that up. April 1st, 2020. I think it's safe to say that another thing effectively canceled by the coronavirus is April Fool's Day. There is a particular song that has been on my mind a lot lately. It's called Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce. It's been playing in my head on repeat all week. One of the lyrics in the chorus goes, "There never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do." The song is very folk songy, you know, a guitar and very minimal. And this song has just been playing in my head. I'm sure when all this is over, when I look back at the events of this past week, this song is definitely going to bring me right back there. I can't help but wonder if Jim Croce knew what it was like to actually have time in a bottle. And I think someone should tell him it's not exactly what it's cracked up to be. I had a cinematography project that was due today. The assignment was My Life in the Time of the Coronavirus. And my whole project centered around this song, basically. I filmed a lot of different clocks and did a montage sequence throughout my day. And I got out a whiteboard and wrote quarantine day and just kept a day count on what day we were on. The whole time I was planning this project, Time in a Bottle was playing in my head. That's really what it feels like. And I find it interesting because I finished this project and I turned it in, and luckily my professor liked the concept. But I sent it to a bunch of my friends, and one of my friends thought it was really depressing, and another one of my friends thought it was uplifting. And both of them talked about the fact that I used the song Time in a Bottle. I think that really speaks to what's going on right now. These different interpretations of my interpretation of what my experience is currently. But you know, art's subjective, and I thought that was kind of cool, actually. Everyone took something different from it, and it was therapeutic to make it in a way. I had to shoot it on my iPhone instead of a camera, so that was an adjustment. But I like that it got me doing something creative while I'm cooped up at home. April 2nd, 2020. Today has been a good day. I got out of the house today. I took my car and went for a long drive. But when I was driving, I was in a lot of neighborhoods and I saw a lot of people out. I saw a group of girls on their bikes hanging in a type group, talking to neighbors. It's frustrating that some people aren't taking this as seriously. I want this to be over as quickly as possible, and that's only going to happen if everybody listens to the social distancing. April 3rd, 2020. I went for a really good run this morning. I get back and I have an email from Porthouse. Porthouse is the summer stock theater I had a position with this summer. I pretty much knew what it meant before I read it. Everything has just been extended towards the end of the month, the quarantine and the social distancing. It's still disappointing to read that email, to have everything formally canceled. The summer stock, it's a really great opportunity that the university has, an opportunity that through a series of events I haven't been able to take advantage of yet, but this summer, I was really excited about it. I had thought that if we could all still have Porthouse, it would be okay to have missed everything else. I'm a senior, and since reading that email, I know it's not my fault, I know it's the same boat that everyone is in, but suddenly I'm graduating without a plan. I feel like I have no plan and no job, but I had literally both 24 hours ago. I am nothing if not adaptable. But right now, I'm just going to have to see what happens.
That's Kent State University journalism student Hannah Stickel. You can find more student diaries at wksu.org/coronavirus.